Hello and welcome to Mind Time, special edition. Today we have a special guest with us. Would you like to introduce yourself?
Hello, thank you for having me. My name's Trent Ray. I'm from Microsoft. I'm a Microsoft Teacher Ambassador.
Cool. As well as Mateer.
Hi.
And Tig.
Hi.
And of course, I'm Aston. So Trent, we've got some questions for you.
Sure, I hope I can answer them.
Okay. First one, do you think Minecraft will be a subject in the future?
Wow, that's a really interesting question. I think in terms of it being a subject, that would be exciting, wouldn't it?
Being definitely.
Yeah. I think maybe one of the great things about Minecraft is that not only is it its own open game, it's something that you could work across all of the different areas that we learn in at school, like being able to do storytelling in English or literacy classes or doing maths problems or working with scientific things or computer science. So Minecraft actually works across all subjects and really helps us understand the different concepts because we can use gameplay to be able to understand those new things that we're learning about.
Okay. Tig, you've got the next question.
How long did it take for Microsoft to make Minecraft Education?
Wow. So the good thing about Minecraft Education is that, or the Education Edition, is that it was already a game that was created. So it's been around for quite a long time until Microsoft actually purchased it. But in terms of since we purchased it at the end of 2014, it's now 2016. So before I was talking about in our presentation that they've re-scripted Minecraft into C# instead of JavaScript. So that took a little bit of time for them to be able to create that and make it available for us now to use as schools through Office 365.
Okay. So how long?
So I would say probably around 18 months or so.
Okay. Cool. That's not long.
No, it's not long. But there were lots of people working on it together.
Oh, fair enough.
In the future, will HoloLenses be available with Minecraft PE?
Oh, that's a good question, and I can't say yes or no to that because, unfortunately, at the moment, what we know is that HoloLens and Minecraft work really well together through the fully functioning software on devices. So whether it's going to be something we can use on across app devices is still up in the air because, unfortunately, as we know, apps are just small programs and small softwares, and app-based devices find it difficult to run big pieces of software. So HoloLens is a fully functioning computer that you wear on your head and across your face. So the possibilities are pretty big. So maybe one day, but I'm not sure, and I don't think I could say yes or no to that.
Okay.
I won't make any promises.
That's very interesting. Does Minecraft have any further plans for Minecraft? I mean, does Microsoft have any further plans for Minecraft?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, you've just seen the beginning today around the fact that we've re-scripted it into a programming language that Microsoft technologies can understand. So that means that it's opening it up for many, many possibilities and great innovations. And we certainly hope that students just like yourselves have got some really innovative and creative ideas about how we could integrate it further and do more with Minecraft for learning. So we're really excited now that it's available for everybody, and hopefully we'll now get some great ideas happening with it too.
Cool.
Has Microsoft enjoyed creating Minecraft Education, and will it be accessible at home?
Okay, so you can, if you are a student user of Minecraft, you can use it at home. If you have a school computer and you use your school account to log in. So if you have a laptop at home that you can download Minecraft onto, you can use your school account to log in. So no matter what computer you're on, if you download Minecraft from the Windows Store, it has to be a Windows 10 device or a Mac OS latest operating system. You download the app and you will be able to play that game by logging in. It just needs to be connected to the internet.
Cool.
Thank you.
Cool.
So that was the end of our special edition of Minecraft. Thank you, Trent.
We are at the Digitech conference. It's been amazing so far. I'm so grateful to be here, and thank you so much for having me on your radio show. It's really cool what you guys are doing.
Our pleasure.
Yeah.
I think that ends the show. Goodbye.
See you later. Thanks for having me.